Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we always love it when we get Sandy and Mike Price in studio to chit-chat. So Sandy Tranzi and Mike Price from the Livian team at Keller Williams Legacy Partners. You know, the original conversation is to talk about this 50-year mortgage, but I do want to ask, how's the market right now? Like, what's happening?
It's busy, right?
Busy with what? With people who want to sell the demand side or the sell side?
A lot of sellers. Buyers are down, right? 21%.
We're actually still pretty busy with buyers right now still. So we're actually seeing more pending activity right now, which is implying more demand. So sellers are still hot. It's still a hot market. And not, you know, I hate to, every time we come on here, we say not much has changed. It's still the same challenge that we still see.
So inventory is not up.
Inventory is still down. It's still down majorly. You know, we saw a little glimpse of hope with a little
bit
of
cuts,
year
the rate
over
cuts
year.
Do anything. The rates went up though.
The rates went right back up.
Yeah.
Why is that?
It didn't really spark any activity.
No. Well, yeah. Rates get cooked in prior to when the Feds meet. So a lot of the times once the Feds announce what their rate cuts are going to be, the interest rates have already been booked in. So once it actually happens, we see rates typically climb back up after that. So yeah, rates have not really changed much as of yet.
Sandy, you look great, by the
way.
Thank you. But I do have to ask you, you've been doing this for a while.
40 years.
So when you...
I hate to say that.
No, but I mean, again, you...
I started when I was 12.
It was your first grade project. What was the mortgage market like when you started?
So when I started, it was in the 80s. It was about 14% interest rate. And people were buying houses. They weren't affected by it. I had worked in a bank prior to that. And I remember my manager coming up and saying, rates went to 21% today.
That's insane.
It's insane to even think that. So even 6 or 7% is still a good rate.
But what I want to ask you is, I know the 30-year has been around a lot. Was the 30-year the default mortgage even then?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And then in 1980s, they did a 40-year mortgage. So this 50-year mortgage is not new.
So what happened? What happened when they did that?
The Ginnie Mae was the one that started that, the 40-year mortgage. Didn't really push a 40-year mortgage. What it was trying to do is spark the real estate economy here. And the 40-year mortgage, I did quite a few of them in the early 2000s. 2005 was a good year for 40-year mortgages. It gave them the affordability to get into
and they just disappeared, though? They just stopped doing that?
Yeah, they stopped doing it because the rates started coming down a bit. And the program wasn't as popular because after 2005, we started seeing the prices come down and sellers, more inventory coming on the market and the house prices were going down.
So this whole concept, and again, it's put forth whether it's, you know, the guy, the housing guy who's been such a vigilante, Bill Pulte, put forth this originally to the president. And then he announces, you know, why not? When somebody puts something like that forward as someone who's in this business, is that good or bad for you?
The idea and premise behind it is affordability. How do we get buyers more affordability in one of the most challenging markets and the most unaffordable markets that we've ever seen? So housing affordability is at an all-time high. We know this. We know buyers are struggling to get into houses across the country, especially when we look at a local market in Connecticut. So the premise behind the 50-year is affordability. That's the question that we're trying to answer here is how do we allow buyers to get into properties without having to, you know, completely max out their debt-to-income ratio. So the premise behind it is good in nature. The challenge, though, is once you really start to play the long cards out of the 50-year, that's really where we start to see these numbers really get wacky.
Because you end up paying so much in interest.
It's substantial. If once you really start to break it out, the equity that you gain is so minimal with the 50-year that it's almost impossible to gain any long-term wealth in housing at that point.
Do you think it'd be...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It would save potentially only like anywhere from $150 to $250 a month. Do you think it's a good idea or a bad idea?
So I don't think it's a bad idea for stimulating, you know, the housing market and first-time home buyers.
Would it actually do that, do you think?
I think most buyers would be afraid to do a 50-year, but what they don't understand is that you can always refi. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be, you know, tied into a 50-year mortgage. It's really just getting into that first few years of that house. Most buyers stay in their home about, it used to be 5 to 7 years. Now it's like 10 to 12 years.
Oh, yeah. It's longer. Oh, because it's harder to move around, right? Yeah. That makes total sense. I mean, a lot of the critics say it's just all it is a nice little sweetener for banks.
And we can really get into the weeds of, you know, because the premise behind it, the 30-year, the 50-year, you're going to carry a higher interest rate.
So on a $500,000 home, right? If you get a 30-year and you get a 50-year and you put 20% down, what is the difference in what you'll pay for that?
You're not too far off. It's going to be about $250 roughly because, you know, the 50-year is going to carry a higher interest rate.
And so how much more are you going to pay in interest over that span?
$500,000.
Wait. So for a $500,000 house, if you get a 30-year or you get a 50-year, if you get the 50-year, you'll pay $500,000 more in interest over that time.
50 years.
If you're keeping it the full 50-year.
$500,000 more than the 30-year.
Yeah, it's going to be substantial. I mean, those numbers could be a little lower, actually. So it could be higher.
But it's a couple $100,000.
Oh, yeah, big time.
So that makes total sense that – because I said this is bananas. And then Janine Lee, who's our boss, she's like, well, if you know you're going to refi –
right.
Or if interest rates go down and you do refi, then – it makes sense. But if you're going to carry that sucker for any more than 10 years, it's not a good idea.
Yeah. No. So I've gone into the weeds on this.
You know, let's hear it.
Truly, if the premise is if you can get in the door, that is almost your only benefit you're going to have if you're using a 50-year loan.
Yeah.
Really, within the first 1 to 2 years, you're already starting to have a massive negative equity build up at that point in comparison to the 30-year. Now, we could play the same game if let's compare it to the 15-year
right.
And go down this rabbit hole. Now, you could also use – you know, the monthly savings that you're having, if you invest that correctly and try to outpace the market, can you have some stabilization between that 30 and 50? In my opinion, it's still too much of a challenge. So really the only goal would be if you can get into that property.
But it sounds like it's the same conversation like you'll have with an ARM.
Yes.
Yeah. In the 90s, I was doing ARMs all day long.
Adjustable rate mortgages for people out there that are sometimes maybe 5, 7, 10. You get a really low interest rate, but at the end of that, it balloons, and that's that. But it sounds like the same concept, right? If you're going to be short-term or going to refi, you want to do as much as you can to lower that rate in the near term.
Right.
In some ways, an ARM would be better in the near term because your rate is lower and you're sort of forced to move.
And what people don't understand about adjustable rate mortgages is it's always on the new principal balance. So when you take a 30-year mortgage at $500,000, it's 29 years you're still paying on $500,000. But if you do an adjustable rate mortgage at $500,000, it's adjusted on the new principal balance.
So as you pay it down, it'll be less.
Right. Yeah. It was, you know, somewhat less.
Do you think that this 50-year is going to happen?
I do not.
They might go back to the 40-year. They might. I think this is they're saying 50 and we've got 30. They'll probably hopefully settle somewhere around the 40 year.
Yeah, my last question for you guys. We're talking with Mike Price and Sandy Terenzi, of course, from the Livian team at Keller Williams Legacy Partners, longtime partners with us. And we always love having you guys in studio. This age of first time homebuyers being the oldest ever, how is that really bad? How bad is it? Is that a bad thing?
Yeah, I think it is. Because when I started, it was all, I was young.
Late 20s, now it's 40s.
And they were starting their families. Now these kids are staying in the home till their 20s and 30s because they can't have that pride of home ownership.
Right. And that's the premise behind this affordability crisis, I'll call it, of what we're in, is we see on paper of the unaffordability for first-time home buyers. We are not getting into housing. So when it's not a good thing, of course, you know, and this is where the 50 year starts to come into play, you know, and let me take it, you know, just one step further too. The challenge also, if we use a 50 year, what does it do in nature? It allows more affordability for buyers. In Connecticut, a very hyper-focused market, very challenging market, one of the most in the country right now, you give buyers more affordability. All it does is allow more competition when we're coming into multiple offers. Mm. So truthfully, it may help parts of the country, but in Connecticut, if you allow buyers more affordability to increase their offer, all we're going to see is prices go up even higher in Connecticut. Yep.
Guys, awesome. Great to see you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much for
having us. Sandy Terenzi and Mike Price from the Livian team at Keller Williams Legacy Partners.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.